Welcome to Discovering Delight, a podcast by Sia Dlamini. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. My name is Sia and I am so happy you decided to have a listen. So I took a little bit of a break this past week from recording anything just because I tried my absolute best to record stuff. However, I wasn't pleased with everything that I was saying. I just felt like it was not good enough. I was not good enough in those moments. And as I was editing, I think I recorded like two different episodes. And they were just not coming together in the way that I would have wanted them to. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to stress myself too much about this thing. Although I was already stressed, you know. But I was just like, I'm not going to be too hard on myself. I think that's the right word to use. Just because I don't feel like my best. And I am somebody who, if I am not feeling my best or my environment isn't at its peak, it comes across. Like, I cannot fake anything. My energy, if my energy is off, whatever it is that I put out will be off, or it will just not be impressing to me, because I just know, or maybe I'm being hypercritical or whatever the case may be, but I know if I'm not in a good space, I tend to not exude that energy, the energy of somebody who is in a good space. So I am shy to put out things that I do not actually feel are good. Even though things are never 100% great, you know what I'm saying? But like, there's a certain percentage where I'm just like, now we're just forcing matters, so rather not. So that was the case. I think this past 2 weeks where I was just like, it's just really not coming together, and I will not be forcing matters in this department. So I took a breather and I took a break and I was like, you know what? When I have something to say, I will say it and it's going to come to me. However, I am not going to say anything just for the sake of saying anything. And I'm not going to record just for the sake of recording. Although that's good in some instances, because if I stay away too long, I'm the type of person not to come back to it. So I try my best to reel it back in and bring myself forward and actually do the things that I said I was going to do, because I am the type of person to easily fall off. And speaking of falling off, actually, these past 2 weeks, I have even fallen off my exercise game. At the beginning of the year, I was really like on it, and I was somebody who was going to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, and I was on my Zoom because I have a personal goal that I'm trying to achieve with my health and my fitness, and I was on it. But lately, let me just say, the month of April for me wasn't as productive as I would have wanted it to be. I wasn't working out as much as I would want to, and I feel like I just lost consistency in all avenues of my life. I lost consistency on the podcast, I lost consistency on working out and going to the gym, I lost consistency with just a lot of different things, right? And I am trying to slowly make my way back to those things. I know that, like, you know, I can go back. Even if I have fallen off, I can still pick it up again and I can still perform the way I want to. And I think part of the reason why I fell off in terms of exercise was just based on the fact that I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. I had thought by now I would have lost a significant amount of weight, but I only lost like 4 or 5 kgs. And I'm like, it's taking me, I don't know, 16 weeks to lose this amount of weight. That is insane. Like, what do you mean? And I kind of felt demoralized and demotivated. But I know we're playing the long game here. So I will get back on that. I was just a bit disappointed, you know, and I felt like I was trying my absolute best. I was doing the right things. I've reduced my alcohol intake, you know, like, it's just, I'm making the changes, but I am not seeing the results. And that's the thing about instant gratification, is that some of these things don't come with that. And I guess it's just a matter of seeing it through and making it become a part of my lifestyle and not something that just happens and then I forget about it, and kind of changing my entire routine around this thing. So yeah, that was a bit disappointing, and I feel like it kind of demotivated me. And I'm just like, you know, when you've been doing something for so long, or what feels like a long time, but you're not getting the desired results, it can be demoralizing. It can feel like it's actually not worth it. But like, the logical side of me and my brain is like, no, see, it's worth it. I can see some significant, like, some changes in my life, you know, just by doing said things. But the other emotional part of me is like, oh my God, all of it is not working. It's just worthless, and I'm just not good enough, or I'm not putting in the right amount of effort. So I get very self-deprecating, if that's a thing. Let's make that a thing. But I'm learning to reel it back in and kind of talk myself back to continue to do these things, that I will get the results eventually. It's not going to happen overnight. So yeah, and what I wanted to talk about just for this episode, as I was thinking about what it is, what themes I wanted to unpack. And I feel like disappointment was the first thing that came to mind, because my 20s have literally been an era of just navigating disappointment, you know? Whether it is being disappointed by people I really love, or being disappointed by life and my situation, being disappointed by work, being disappointed with my finances, being disappointed with just everything around me, okay? Like my goals, my plans. I feel like I've just been in a space of constant disappointment. I haven't had a time in so long where I felt like everything was aligned, where I felt like my life was good. It's always something. There's always something to complain about, okay? And I'm trying to complain less. I'm trying to have less bad days. But I think once you make the conscious decision to say, I'm not going to be complaining about things, or I'm going to be happier and focus on the good things, oh, the enemy prospers. Like, the enemy rejoices. Just because I feel like the weapons formed against me are plenty. I think this past 2 years, I've been disappointed by people that I love and I thought were my friends. And that was heartbreaking. And I had to pick myself up and get on with life, because, you know, we love and we live and we learn, but it sucks, you know? And then I think I was just unpacking that in my journal the other day, and I was like, how do I really feel? Because I do have a tendency to be stoic and just say, these are the facts, and not be too emotional about it when I am relaying information to other people of what happened. However, when I'm alone, I do feel very heavy and deeply hurt by certain situations and certain people that, well, if I'm relaying the story to someone, I will kiki and haha about it, and we'll unpack it, and I will pretend like it's fine. I'm an it's fine type of person. Like, okay, it's good. This is what it is. It is what it is. However, it hurts me, you know? And I tend to do it a lot, where I pretend. Like, on the outside, you might look at me and you would think, she's not really bothered by a lot of things, but I'm actually really deeply bothered by a lot of things. And you have to be in my inner circle to know that and to understand that. And I was just thinking about the fact that when I moved into my house, the house that I live in now, I moved in here in June of 2021, and I was like, in September of 2021, I'd be off to do my master's. So it was like a temporary thing. and I was looking at the dates and the calendar, and I realized that I've been here for 2 years. And I was just so disappointed at myself and at my situation, or by my situation, that, like, yes, I have applied countless times to grad school, to good schools that I was shocked that I was accepted into, like my dream schools, right? However, I didn't get any like financial aid, so I ultimately couldn't go, although having been accepted. And that literally made me sad. It made me sad to the point where applying to things and to school time and time again every year just triggers me, because I'm like, okay, now I know, because I've gotten accepted to my top schools, the schools that are a dream for me, but I haven't received money. So I kind of have this idea where I'm like, I know I'm capable, I know I'm smart, I know that I might get accepted, but will I go? Because finances are a big thing, especially if you're pursuing higher education. And I'm not going to go if I don't receive a good amount of financial aid, because it just doesn't make sense for me to go to a place where I cannot afford, even like my tuition is not covered. So I know that that will be a stressor, and I'm not going to perform at my best if I'm now stressed about the monies and stuff. But yeah, it's just like that is also an area of my life that I am consistently getting disappointed about. And I just feel like things are very stagnant. I'm not where I want to be. Career-wise, I have a job. However, it's not my dream job, and that can be a bit frustrating at times, knowing that you're doing something, but you're not. Not it's not even about passion. It's just you're just not happy here, and it's a temporary thing for you, so you don't get to feel settled. I think even for the longest time in my current house, I think for a whole year, I wasn't feeling settled. I wasn't decorating, because in my head, I was here temporarily. This was not part of my plan. So I wasn't decorating. It was just a space that I went to bed in and I existed in for the time being. And I've just gotten to the realization that in a lot of areas in my life, I am not settled. I'm just in a constant space of disappointment. And I do want to change that. I really do. However, I don't know how. And maybe I don't have the tools, or maybe I'm still searching for the light at the end of the tunnel and it's looking a bit bleak right now. Even though I'm still hopeful, I remain hopeful and I remind myself that this is not the way things are going to be forever and I kind of have to endure. But it's just like, for how long? How long is this endurance? Because I feel like I've been enduring for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is kind of like the space that I've been in. And I don't know if anyone out there can relate or can give tips and tricks of how they're navigating. But my 20s for me, I've been thrust into the space where I have to kind of adapt to what I have, what's in front of me, and make way. And sometimes it does feel inadequate, like my efforts feel inadequate when I look at the situation. But I also understand that there's are growing pains, and the logical part of my brain is like, see, it's okay. Everyone is trying to piece their lives together. Like, you are still in your 20s. It's not the end of the world, but some days truly do feel like the end of the world. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was having a breakdown. I was crying, and my mom called me. And my mom tends to have a very, I don't know if it's like a sixth sense, but my mom always calls me when I'm spiraling. And I find it hilarious that, like, her hands tingle and they think, let me check on my child, whenever, like, I just feel down and out. And she called me this time. And I answered the phone crying because I was deep within my breakdown. And I was just like, my life sucks, everything sucks. And she's like, what triggered you? Like, what sucks? Like, why are you saying this? And I was just like, I don't know, but everything just sucks. And I'm having a lot of those moments lately where I'm just like, this sucks. And I don't know if I should kind of lower my expectations, just about life, about people, about situations. But I'm not the type of person who goes into things without hope, and excitement. And I feel like whenever I get too excited about things, life kind of shows me another way. So, yeah, I think maybe this was just a little pulse check, to see where I am and what I've been getting up to and how I'm feeling. Emotionally, physically, all of that good stuff. But I'm actually good. Like, I'm fine. Day to day wise, I'm fine. I just have those little moments where things actually suck. I think I'm content. The word to use is content, with my life currently. And I'm just kind of trying to piece the pieces together. I think I've had a very treacherous start to the year. And at some point, that was hard and really deeply painful. But now I'm kind of like rising above that and I'm coming up for air. And it's just a whole lot of reflection, a whole lot of cycles that I do not want to repeat. I know the feeling of this thing and I don't want to go back there again. So it is my duty and my responsibility to ensure that I don't go back there again. Like, I'll try my absolute best not to repeat certain cycles. I feel like I've learned my lessons, and it's just like, you don't know what's coming next. I wish we could see the future type of situation and just know when things end. Like, that would make enjoying a bit more fun, Like, with the understanding that I know that this will end, and we're all so hopeful that the tide will turn, so to speak. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, and that's actually been some of the thoughts that I've been having lately, and just kind of navigating around, and self-soothing through disappointment and certain things and certain hurdles that are constantly being thrown my way, and finding ways to handle them. And tap into my community and the people that love me, and my friends, and Kiki and Haha as need be, because that is very important. And I wouldn't be so sure that life can get better if it weren't for my friends and my loved ones and my family. I think those are the people that make life worth living, like just the communities that we have built around ourselves. And I am incredibly honored to be surrounded by people that show me so much love and grace and care, even during like some of the most challenging situations. And I'm just grateful for those people, and I'm grateful, to TikTok, because where would I be without the laughs that I get from TikTok daily? I need to reduce my screen time, by the way, because I've been spending too much time on my phone lately. And I'm someone who knows that my screen time is very much a reflection of where I am mentally. I tend to, if like my mentals are on a downward spiral, I tend to spend more time on social media, which is actually, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but I am more engaged, I'm more present, I am more alive on social media when my life, my present life, my real life is not so great. So yeah, I can tell by my screen time that I need to kind of pour back into myself, tap into my community, tap into the things that I love doing. Go outside for walks. I think this week I did not go leave my house, which is very much a problem. So I have to get back on those routines and just kind of ensure that I am doing well holistically. But ultimately, I have no thoughts other than the thoughts that like life sucks and I am very much disappointed by a lot of things lately. I think that's the current theme of my life, but I'm trying to come above that and make my way through the disappointment and turn it into something great. I don't know, something more poetic and more fun and more uplifting. However, I don't have that right now. And I know this is a podcast where we speak about things that are bringing us joy, but I don't really have much that has been bringing me joy lately, apart from my people and my community who have been keeping me alive and, keeping me afloat. Everything else, not so much. I've been rewatching my favorite shows. I finished all 20 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I think I'm now like all caught up. I'm waiting for a new episode to drop next week, and that's insane. I am now deeply into my How to Get Away with Murder binge watch. I think I'm in a like a Shonda Rhimes kind of era right now and just rewatching all of Shonda Rhimes's productions. And yeah, that's what's been bringing me joy, actually. That's been bringing me a lot of comfort, just going back to like the shows I used to love. So that's what I've been doing. I haven't been watching anything new. I haven't been reading any books. There's one book that I've been trying to finish, but my friend Kai let me know that like it's okay not to finish a book, because I was telling her that I've been struggling to finish this book for months. I think it's not that interesting or entertaining, and I just kind of low-key dread it. And she was like, it's okay not to finish books. And I'm the type of person who always wants to finish what I start, like a hyper fixate. And she gave me the freedom to say, you can just put it away, you don't need to finish it. And I was like, what? Bet. It's not in my nature to do that, but like, yeah, I cannot finish this book. And I think also mildly, that might be the reason for just my low-key depression, if we can call it that. The fact that I haven't been able to buy new books, and I haven't received any books in a very long time. And I've kind of finished all the books in my shelf, so I don't have anything to read. And I've been saying I'm gonna go to the library and get a library card so that I can take out books and read some more, but I haven't had the energy to leave my house, so that hasn't happened. But I do need to get back to reading, because that brings me joy. And I do have to get back to the gym, because that also brings me joy, and take my cute little hot girl walks in the evenings and things like that. And just be more present in everyday life instead of burying my head in social media. So yeah, that's just me. I hope you guys are all doing well, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Until next time, hopefully my energy is more up and up next time we speak. I am hoping that I'll be feeling much better, but currently this is where we're at, and I decided that I'm going to share that like in our pursuit of happiness, there are still some things that do not make us happy. There are some moments of sadness. So yeah, bye. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening time and time again. I will be back next week with another new episode. Have come to the end of yet another delightful episode. Please leave us a 5-star rating, and don't forget to share this episode with any of your friends. Until next time, bye.